Manuel Makoto Gonzalez, hijo de Carlitos here. And some of you are failing right now. You're failing your exams. You're gonna have to retake a whole year of your A levels, right? Change all your subjects maybe, right? Your essays are getting in late. Your assignments are coming in late. Everything's late, everything's failing. You're failing your year, you're failing college, right? And I wanna tell you, it's okay to fail. Don't worry, it's okay to fail. I think part of the issue is, when we go through this, when we go through the institutional education system, think about it, we've been through it so long. Think about our behaviors. We've been taught, encouraged, led to believe that we need to stay away from failure. Failure is bad, like don't make mistakes. You need to just ace your exams at the end of the year and that's how you succeed. And if you don't ace those exams and you fail, oh, then maybe you're gonna fail the system, the education system, and then you're not going to be worthy in life. You're not gonna make anything of your life if you do not succeed in the education system. And I feel like that's really ingrained, or in terms of, at the very least, that's how you're made to feel, right? That's how you're made to feel. You're made to feel that I need to avoid all failure. I'm not allowed to make mistakes. I just need to succeed. I need to win. I need to ace these exams, right? And I think that's why we're so scared. We're so scared of failure. Because if what happens if we fail those exams? My whole year, or my whole 2 year of college, or my whole 3 year degree has led to this point where if I don't master these exams, the whole thing was a waste, right? And I think that setup is totally wrong, because it doesn't map to real life. Like, real life doesn't work like that. When you're out there in the work, it's a big difference. It's not this, you need to ace this exam at the end of your work year, otherwise you don't get paid. It doesn't work like that. You have so much opportunities to make micro failures, right? Because those micro failures, that's what's going to give you the feedback to know how to do the activity you're required to do better next time, okay? And I feel like that's the central part that's missing in the educational system, that we don't go through a year of micro failures so that by the end of the year, you've learned so much based on your failures that you are so good at this activity now and you're ready to go. You're no longer an amateur at this. You know your stuff. You've gone for a whole year worth of failures and now you know your stuff, right? But no, it's this end of year thing. You need to ace this end of year exam, and if you don't ace it, the whole year is a waste. And no wonder we're so afraid. No wonder we're so stressed at the end of the year to pass these exams, right? And no wonder if you do fail, and I failed many a times. I don't think I've ever aced an exam since my GCSEs. I've never got any A's. I think I got one B in GCSE. The rest were C's, D's, F's. My A levels in the end, what did I get? I got one B, and I think it was a C and a D, right? And at uni, wow, I spent 5 years not getting a degree. That's another story. I was a uni dropout, right? And at the time, you do feel like, oh man, I'm so worthless. I've failed these exams. You almost feel like life is over. You don't see the other possibilities. You don't know what the other options are, right? It's just not visible to you. You don't see it at all, right? And that's the problem, that we've linked our self-worth with our academic achievements, which is a dangerous thing, because no wonder so many people will feel suicidal if they do not succeed at attaining their education achievements, if they're not succeeding within the education system. Okay, no wonder so many people are feeling suicidal. So I'm here to tell you, We need to separate these two. We need to separate these two. Your academic achievements has got nothing to do with your self-esteem, with your worth as a human being, of what you're really truly capable of. Okay, and you know, I'm grateful for, like, you know, in terms of I've still been able to, you know, get myself into a career as a UX designer, right? And been going at it for 10 years. And whenever I would go for a new job, there is no conversation happens over my academic history. Because guess what? I don't have one. I don't put any of my, you know, you see my, like, LinkedIn profile CV. I've got no academic qualifications. There's no degree there. There's nothing. It's just experience, right? And that's what you need to put yourself into. Put yourself through dozens and dozens and dozens of experience moments, of situations, of just going through micro failures all the time. Because that's the thing that people are going to be interested in knowing. That's the thing that people are going to want to know, to understand whether you can add value to their company. Okay, it's not the exams. No one goes into a job interview and they talk about your exams and what grade you got and where you went. You know, that it may be like a nice, just like, you know, breaking the ice. You might just have a chat. Oh, where did you study? It might be like that, but it won't be the heart of the interview. What they really want to know is what you're like, what have you done, and what can you do for us? That's all that matters to them. Okay, they want to understand, are you going to be a good fit for the company? So if you're failing with your academic achievements, don't worry. It's not over. You are not a failure. Those exams, right, they may not even be right for you. And that's where you need to question, am I even studying the right thing? Because when I look back at my academic career, the 5 years I spent not getting a degree at university, the 3 years I spent at college, right, the choices I made at GCSE, I chose the wrong thing. I was studying the wrong thing. I was studying things for the wrong reasons, things that didn't make me happy, things that were not authentic to me. So I want you to ask that question. Am I even studying the right thing?